B'tachan for life, Shir 1753, Yom Revi, B'Shabbos, Parshias Achrimais Kedoshim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Hatzlacha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing different levels of Emunah. And again, this is not bitachon, this is emunah. These are the foundations of what it means to be a yid. And we're discussing different levels that the Michtam Eliyahu says regarding how a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in his life. And we just wanted to mention one thing before we go further. And that is that these concepts apply to everything. Every single aspect of your life. These concepts apply to raising children. Whatever you're going to do is not going to make a difference. Your children will turn out however they're supposed to turn out. Now you have a responsibility to do your best. That's your responsibility. But the outcome is the same. A person has to understand and believe we do not have the ability to change anything. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it gets tricky to feel like that. That's understandable, but we have to know the truth. So, for example, children, you're putting an effort to try to raise your children. Understand that you have a responsibility, a real responsibility, to put in the proper effort to raise your children properly. But however your children turn out has nothing to do with you. This applies to every area in life, even to a mitzvah. The way the Chavis Avavis explains a mitzvah, he explains that the main reward for the mitzvah is the choice to do the mitzvah. Because most mitzvahs that we do, the action is not up to us. The only thing the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us is the choice to decide to do it. It's not up to us to put on tefillin. The Rabbeinu Shalom has to move our hands. It's not up to us to give tzedakah. You have to have money to give tzedakah. Every mitzvah needs outside forces to be able to enable you to do the mitzvah. So the main reward, says the Chavis Avavis, is for the choice. That's the point that the Michtam Eliyahu is making. In every area in life, the only thing that we can do is to choose to do the correct thing. Whenever we're doing hishtadlus, we're choosing to try to do the best hishtadlus possible. When we're raising our children, it's a choice. We're trying to not get upset. We're trying to respond properly. When we do a mitzvah, it's our bechira. It's our choice. But the outcome, the action, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it till we feel it and believe it. Because this is the truth. This is the basic emunah that the foundations of Yiddishkeit is built on.